This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. Oh my God, I have another amazing, hilarious, wonderful guest. Her name is Chloe Fineman. And I'm so excited to talk to her. We're going to break down diet plans. So Chloe, you guys know on Beverly Hills Housewives, Teddy is an accountability coach. Well, Chloe's was one of her clients. So we're going to break down that. And we're going to talk about other diet plans. And we're going to kind of enter that world of all the crazy LA diets. She also does amazing impressions. So I'm hopefully going to get her to do some Reese Witherspoon for us. If you don't already, follow her on Instagram. It's at Chloe is crazy. Okay, so before I get to Chloe, I've got to get some stuff out of the way. Follow me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. Please go rate and review this in iTunes and Stitcher if you like it. Now, please keep in mind that I suffer from depression. So when you're writing a review, I talk a lot about depression on here. And you know what? I'm going to keep talking about it because I feel like every time that I say I suffer from depression or anxiety, I feel like it loses a little bit of its power, right? Like I feel like a little bit stronger, and I feel like it's not as big of a deal when it's out in the open. It's similar to being gay. I felt like once I came out of the closet, you know, I feel like I can say anything. Well, anyway, you know, we've got a lot to talk about after Chloe, so please stick around. But for now, please enjoy my convo with Chloe Fineman. Okay, you guys, I'm here with Chloe Fineman. Chloe Fine man.
Mm-hmm. Fine woman.
I love that.
To people.
Now, Chloe and I know each other from the Groundlings. We did some like sketch and improv stuff together years ago. And she is one of the funniest people ever. If you don't follow her on Instagram, please go follow her. It's Chloe is crazy. At Chloe is crazy, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes. And you do the funniest fucking impressions. Seriously, like I crack up with your stories. You do impressions on your stories. And then on your main feed, you just do funny characters. You did a video where... I'm going to be that annoying.
Like, no, I love it. No, I'm eating this up.
You did a video where you were crying about house parties being over.
Yes.
And for, I remember when I clicked on it, I thought you were crying about something, you know.
Like actual? Yeah. No, I never do.
But you also do impressions of, you do Meryl Streep, you do Reese Witherspoon, you do Frances McDormand.
White women.
Yeah. Who's your favorite impression to do?
I mean, right now I think it is Meryl Streep or Greta Gerwig. Meryl Streep's like me doing an impression of my mom.
Really? Yeah. Is your mom like just like Meryl?
She's like a dark-haired Meryl Streep. They're from the same place in New Jersey. And my mom like is just very like, well, you know, and Chloe and they like breathe the same.
Yeah. And also, I'm going to get back to impressions, but you also did Teddy's accountability coaching.
So
you
hashtag accountable AF.
Is that that? Is that
her
official
thing?
Okay, so Teddy Mellon came from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
She has accountability coaching.
Yes,
and you are one of her clients.
I am.
You're one of her.
I guess I'm a graduate at this point.
A graduate.
Yeah.
So I need you to break down exactly what happened.
So basically, true story. I met my current manager working out.
So LA.
We had an Australian trainer, and then she was like, "Oh, you do comedy." And now we're BFF. But our trainer was very like ketogenic CrossFit. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know your story, carbs.
Yeah.
There's something to them. So I like hadn't seen her in a while and I walked into her office and she literally looked like she had dropped 30 pounds. And then she was like, it's this woman. Her name is Teddy. She's going to be the new housewife. Like, do you want her email? I'll put in a good word.
So you saw one of Teddy's previous clients and you were like, I want that.
Yeah. I mean, she looked like a new woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like begged Teddy, I like DM'd, which you're not supposed to do on her Instagram. She's like, don't
DM, she
always
says
go through the website, go through the website. So I like cheated and then they make you like send your picture and I tried to look really cute because I thought that like that would matter.
Yeah.
They take everybody, but I like wore a cute outfit and I got approval and then
you got approval.
I got approval and I started her, you start with like a 2-week like, oh, this is what Gwyneth Paltrow. You just learn that like people are thin for a reason, and it's because they don't eat.
Yeah. That truly is a secret. And I helped someone write a diet book.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, don't eat a lot.
Don't eat a lot. That's kind of it.
Yeah.
And then the funny part was like, people would be like, I had headaches at first. And it's like, because you're hungry.
She texts you all the time. How does it work once you're
okay,
signed up?
Okay. So here's a day. You wake up and somehow Teddy's been up since like 5:30 in the morning. And at 6 a.m., sometimes 5:45, you'd get an inspirational quote, like an Instagram, and then like writing. And it would be like, today's the day, ladies, like da 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 da. And then for about
Wait, can I stop you? I'm like giddy. I just giggled.
Really?
I just giggled to myself and I was like, oh my God, I'm getting so excited.
I know. It was kind of exciting. It was like Legally Blonde. Like you just wake up and there's like a quote just for you. And then for the next hour and a half, all the other like housewives or people who are doing the diet heart the inspirational quotes. It's just notification. And then you're supposed to weigh yourself. Which I struggled with.
Wait, you just didn't want to.
Well, because like my sister's like a hardcore cross. I only bring this up because I know you did brick and still
I did CrossFit.
Do.
Yeah, I don't do it anymore.
What?
I quit. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like a year ago.
You were maybe doing like it hardcore.
I know I was, and then I got my fattest there.
Okay.
Because like you get so hungry at CrossFit.
Yes.
And I don't have self-control when it comes to eating.
Me neither.
So I also, since I've been actually thinking about getting back to it, because I lost all of my muscle. I had some muscles for a minute and then I quit and I felt really good. My body wasn't sore anymore at all.
Right.
And then I lost all of my muscle. But at my last point, I was my fattest.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
I got really big during, my older sister is competing for the Masters. She had a divorce and like discovered CrossFit and the rest is history.
That's how most of the community is.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of divorced women or divorced because it's also a great community to meet people.
Yeah. So she was always trying to find guys.
Yeah.
I joined in Hollywood and it was just porn stars. CrossFit Hollywood is where the porn industry works out. which was cool. There's a really famous one and we would like twin on burpees.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like, I love LA.
Was it Stormy? Was it Stormy?
No, it was the Puma Swede.
Oh. Is it a woman?
It's
a, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. She is like, she'd be like, yeah, Chloe. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's where that accent comes from.
There was a gay porn star at my, because I went to like the West Hollywood one, which was like the gay porn stars go to there.
Right.
And, I just remember like every day there'd be a new like muscly guy and then everyone would be talking like, I think I know him from somewhere. And then the next day somebody would come in and be like, oh, he's from men.com.
Yeah.
Okay. So Teddy texts you these inspirational
quotes. Inspirational quotes. And then you have to weigh yourself. So coming from CrossFit where they're like, don't weigh yourself, which I think is why I gained so much weight doing it. Cause they're like, no calorie counting. No. Just like eat the avocado. So weighing yourself is like a shocker. And I would do it, but not all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was, like, traumatic.
So then you send her your weights?
So you send a woman your weight. So there's, like, a group of other housewives who, like, are in charge of your group text, and you send your weight.
Oh, my God.
And then from there on out, for the first 2 weeks, you send a picture of all your foods.
Wow.
And they would be like, beautiful, great. I love that apple. Gorgeous. Great. And it's addictive to, like, have somebody be like, good job on that.
So how long did you do it for?
I did, I want to say like 8 weeks.
Would you recommend that?
I would for somebody who got fat from doing CrossFit.
Then I need to do it.
Yeah, kind of. No, you look great. I just like had, like the concept of oatmeal was so foreign to me when you're like brainwashed by like paleo.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to eat oatmeal for a while.
Yeah.
But of course now I'm like doing Whole30, so who am I to talk?
So did you, what kind of motivational stuff did you get from Teddy?
It was like every quote that you like don't ever read on Instagram. You're like, oh, it's like being sent to my phone. Today's the day, like start the new story. You know, you tell the story.
Oh my God.
And she looks amazing.
She
came in here. Yeah, she's so tight.
Yeah, her body is fantastic. Do you mind telling me what the cost was for her accountability coaching?
So she raised the price. When I started, it was like $200 and then $75 a month.
So it was $200
to
initiation fee plus $75 a month.
Yeah, it might have been more at first. But the $75 a month, like, I was like, okay, it's like my gym. Because they're really not into strength training. You just have to run. Yeah.
But how, I wonder how she gets those muscles, though, because she's like, seems like she's got
she
a muscle.
She does that rise all the time.
Oh, she went there with Kyle, I think, on the show.
Do they go to Rise?
They went there once.
Have you ever done Rise?
No, I signed up once and then didn't go.
Yeah.
I signed up for the free trial and then I didn't make it for some reason.
Yeah, I did that with, have you heard of Lek Fit? Are you a Busy Phillips fan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Love her.
I saw her yesterday. I tried the Lek Fit for the first time.
Oh my God. Wait.
And truly ran into Busy Phillips. And it was pretty cool.
I need to go there. Okay. Now you do a Reese Witherspoon impression.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah. That's my favorite part of her. That like.
What do you make of her these days? Are you a Big Little Lies fan?
I am. Yeah. Hardcore. Although, yes, I'm a huge Big Little Lies fan. Her relationship with Oprah, I'm really concerned about, to be honest.
Me too. Oh my God.
It's like borderline racist. She was on Jimmy Kimmel the other day and he was like, you know, Oprah was saying that you chew gum. And then she goes, Oprah was talking smack all up in these streets. And I was like, you cannot say streets. Up in these streets. And I just think Oprah can't stand Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for sure after the Wrinkle in Time promo tour is officially done.
Yeah.
I think then their friendship will dissolve.
Completely.
Yeah. And I also think it's a little bit too much, too quick, too soon.
Yeah.
Like I see them everywhere together and I'm like, there's no way this can last. And I feel like Reese does this with every co-star.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Where it's like she trots them out and then she'll just eventually be done with them.
Yeah. Who was I looking at? Oh, Candace Burge. How do you say her last name? Candace Bergenen.
Bushnell?
B-E-R-G-E-N. She plays
Candace
Bergen. Yeah.
Bergen Bags.
She has my favorite Instagram.
Yeah, Bergen Bags.
Yeah, Bergen Bags. Like, obsessed. Like, so diehard obsessed. And Reese Witherspoon comments on every one of her posts. And I'm like, okay, she, like, finds co-stars and, like, never leaves them alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does that with Laura Dern, too. She's every Laura Dern post, it's like, Reese is like,
her.
Love you, girl.
XXO. Yeah, your thing about her mouth was the best thing I've ever seen.
Wait. Oh.
When Nicole won and Reese Witherspoon's lips, like, curled at the edges.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was, like, just fuming at the mouth. She also... there's this really funny zoom in from when Big Little Lies won the Golden Globe for like best miniseries or whatever. And Nicole and Reese are both clutching the globe within an inch of their life. And like somebody did a close up of their hands and it's like they're both just fighting for that globe.
Reese wanted it.
Yeah.
And I know she went to the writers and she was like, okay, this season it's my award. You know, like, yeah.
So can you do anyone else from
Big Little Lies? Well, Nicole Kidman laughing. Because I think she's incredible on the show, but also, like, couldn't be weirder. And she's just like, Like, do you know that scene when, like, Nicole decides to go back to law and they're in the car and they're like, I just want to be free. And Nicole's just like, and she's like, cries, but laughs at the same time.
Who else do you love? Who do you love doing? Who's your favorite to do out of anyone?
Out of anyone ever? Well, Drew Barrymore is the easiest, I'll say.
Yeah.
Because
what would Drew Barrymore, if she was in Big Little Lies or something, like what would?
She would just try and be a mom and a mommy and a mother. And she would just be like the hippie mom who's frazzled and always crying. Because her Instagram, basically, like, it's whoever's Instagram I'm obsessed with are the people who are fun to do. And her Instagram lately is psychotic.
Yeah.
Because she was working for Crocs, which I think is like, she's making horrible career decisions between eating body parts and selling Crocs.
Yeah, that Santa Clarita diet show on Netflix is insane.
And awful.
I don't understand how it got picked up for a second season. I watched one episode.
I couldn't get through it.
Yeah, it's like, it was so gory and graphic and they're eating bodies.
Yeah, they're eating bodies and then he like eats her out and I'm just like,
it's
like trying to be sexual. And then on Instagram, she has all these things about like how I love celebrities getting in shape. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And she would be like, hashtag becoming her. No one cares.
You also do Frances McDormand, who just won the Academy Award. What was her speech like? What can you do of Frances?
I can do the whole beginning where she's like, okay, I'm hyperventilating a little bit. If I fall over, pick me up because I have some things to say.
And then didn't she set down that?
Oh, yeah. And then she's like, ha! Yeah, her like crazy like mating call.
Oh, I loved it.
Meryl, come on, if you do it, they all will.
I love that. I love it. I could listen to you do impressions forever. What was that porn star you were just
showing? Oh, yeah, okay.
She's not a celebrity.
She actually peaked. I have this character I do called Queef, and it's fully from the Puma Suite. She'd be like, she'd had this, like, really big lip, and her voice was like this, and... We'd go run around Hollywood to warm up and like she would touch homeless people. And she was constantly doing like the pussy lips, tongue out to cheer people on, which I thought was gorgeous.
I love that. Okay. I want to get back to Housewives.
Yeah.
Do you watch Atlanta?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I really was excited about Kim coming back.
I know.
But she sort of let me down. I feel like she's a little mean.
Yeah, she is.
And also, she seems hesitant to be in the mix.
Because she has too much plastic surgery. I don't know. I, like, soon as I watched Tardy for the part, or, like, the wedding reunion, yeah. I text, like, 20 people just like, what is going on? What are those lips?
Did you see that photo of Kim? It was, wait, Khloe Kardashian.
Yes. At the baby
Brielle,
shower? Yes.
The baby
what
shower
the fuck
and
is
Kim
that?
Sosiak. It was terrifying.
It was terrifying, and it was basically like, oh, she's just trying to be a Kardashian.
Yeah.
With that surgery.
And like, I'm all for everyone getting whatever surgery they want. Like, I think it's great, but it's when the faces are all looking the same.
The same, yeah.
But that I'm all, like, be. I'm happy if people want to get their lips done or do whatever. It just, I don't want everyone's face to look the same.
No, and she also does this thing that I have to say, because I used to do it in high school, you put a little bit of shimmer at the tip of your nose so it looks more upturned.
Interesting.
She's putting too much shim.
She's putting too much shimmer on there.
It's too shiny. It's too shimmy.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Kim, but I'm happy if she's a housewife. I need her to be a housewife. Like, yeah. I don't want her to show up some places and not the others.
Right.
Kim is always, do you remember back in the day, like, Kim was doing those mummy raps?
Yes. Like,
I love someone who's trying to do what it takes. I mean, yeah. Like, both of us.
Do you know who did a mummy rap was an AbFab. Do you ever watch AbFab?
Yes.
That's, like, an old school AbFab episode where she's, like, getting mummy wrapped and, like, faints.
Do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
I did one of those, what's it called when they wrap you up in a burrito? It's Sweat Lodge. Have you heard of that?
Oh, no.
They literally wrap you up in the heaviest fucking blanket in the world.
Oh my God.
And you just are there to sweat for an hour. And there's like you get your own TV. So they put you in a room.
Wow.
And you get your own little TV with Hulu. And I watched an episode of The View. It was a full episode. It was like an hour. You're
was
sweating.
That you living your truth? Just
it was,
sweating,
yeah.
Watching The View.
It truly was. I went with a friend. He was like in the one next to me. And I remember like he was like trying to chat. I'm like, I'm watching The View. But you're just wrapped in this heavy blanket.
Wow.
And now I have a gravity blanket at night.
Oh, does it work?
Yeah, I love it.
Interesting.
I love it. I have bad anxiety and I feel like it's the only thing that's really helped me sleep.
A heavy thing like that?
You can't. It just forces you to the bed.
Interesting. Yeah, LA's great because there's so many like weird.
So
I
many.
Have you done cryo?
Yes. Yeah.
I did a cryofacial.
What's the cryofacial?
They just put cold air all over your face.
LA is so stupid.
It's so stupid. And I was so stupid. I was like, I look thinner. My skin is tighter.
I've done cryotherapy a few times because I'll go when they offer a free thing.
Right, yeah.
Like, I will try anything for free. Like,
me too.
It doesn't matter if it's FDA approved.
Right.
I will try it. And cryotherapy, like a new one opened up across the street. And I had already tried it and didn't like it at another place.
Yeah.
But they were like, come in for free and try it. So I did. And I don't like it. And I don't think it does anything.
I don't think it does anything.
But I'll keep trying it.
Yeah.
I will try anything.
I will too. God, there are so many. Yeah. Another one I did that was, I'm really gross. There's a thing called Cavi Lipo.
What is that?
This is bullshit. I'd want to hear. Okay. Yeah. So they take an ultrasound and they like put it on your skin. And in their theory, the sound, it emits sound, the ultrasound. And the sound breaks up your fat and you pee it out. And
what?
I was like, I'm sold.
What?
Yeah, I didn't.
Did it work?
I don't think so. I just like, maybe in my head, because I was like working out, I wish I paid more attention in like science class because I'm so gullible.
Is that the same thing? I've heard about something that freezes you and then 6 months later you poop out the fat. Is that the
really?
Same thing?
Really? No, but tell me about that.
Yeah, there's something that they do it at the like cosmetic rejuvenation center, which is like right down Fairfax.
Oh, perfect. Just a hot
and I went,
skip.
Yeah, I told Whitney about it one time because I went there to like zap a zit. Like they do that.
Oh.
They inject your zits.
With what?
I don't, like a steroid. So if you have like a cystic zit or something, really? Like one time I had a meeting to go to, yeah, it's like the best thing.
Oh my God.
I had a meeting to go to, or a on camera thing.
Yeah.
And I went there and had my zit injected, and it takes like about 12 hours.
Really?
Yeah. It takes about 12 hours, but it completely goes away.
Really?
It's $50.
That's not bad.
And it gets rid of the zit. But anyway, so they have something there where they freeze your fat. And then like 6 months later, you poop it out. That's allegedly. I don't know that it works.
Do they do Groupon? Because that's always...
They do. Yeah.
Okay, if there's a Groupon, I'll fuck with it.
I'm on their email list.
Really? Okay. Also, have you seen Tiffany Haddish's new Groupon commercials? Because they're incredible.
Yes. Yes. I love Tiffany Haddish. Oh my God.
She would be down to poop out some.
Yeah. Time. I get their email lists or their emails all the time, and every single one is like a different new cosmetic, you know, thing. Okay. And I'm almost sold every single time because they'll be like, oh, it's 10% off. Like the lip thing. I've been almost sold on the lip thing like 100 times because they're like 10% off on lip fillers. I'm like, oh, that's a deal.
That's a deal. So when I was back in New York, my friend got her lips done and I thought it was like a herpes.
Yeah, because don't they look, they look bad right away.
Yeah. And I was like, oh God, poor girl.
Yeah.
But no, she's like, no, I just got my lips done.
I feel like it would hurt.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. My roommate used to do it a lot.
Like filler or?
Mm-hmm. She's from Miami, so.
Oh, she's from Florida.
She's from Florida, okay.
Speaking of Florida, my parents are in Florida. My whole family's in Florida without me. Like, they went on a family vacation without me. They're all staying at this big house.
Oh, isn't that so mean?
And they're at Disney.
Mean.
I'm looking at your shirt. There's Mickey.
God.
They texted me pictures from Disney. They didn't even text me the pictures. I was just part of the family group chat.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And so they were, like, you know, passing pictures around. And they're all from Disney World, like, of my nieces and nephews just having the best time. And then here I am. And I'm like, we have Disneyland in California. Yeah, like, why couldn't they have come here? You know, that's a story for my therapist. But
God.
Okay, well, we didn't really get to a lot of housewives stuff. But you know what?
Well, can we talk about their IGs? Because have you seen Sonia's? I mean, no, sorry. Who's the one who's like this? You know, Ramona. Ramona's Instagram.
I hate that I knew who you were talking about.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Ramona's Instagram is on another level.
Ramona posted my meme yesterday. She posted it? And Ramona's my all-time favorite.
Wait,
yeah,
me too, in a way.
Not as a person.
Just as
someone I watch on TV.
Yeah.
But she posted a meme. Yeah, thank you. She didn't tag me in it. But it didn't matter. I was still so thrilled.
Bitch.
I know. I was still so thrilled.
Like, she's always remodeling something. And it's like, these are they're not going to look like this. Okay, move. Okay, sorry. One second. Just barks at people for a living.
After the after they taped the finale.
In Morocco? No.
No, after they taped, like, this season's finale, Ramona was on her Instagram story, like, wasted as fuck.
Yes.
Did you see it? Packing for Miami.
At 3 in the morning. I live.
Oh, my God.
And the dog, and she's in those pajamas. I don't know what to pack. I have 7 suitcases. I don't know what to do.
So she was only talking to Coco, the dog.
Yeah. Like, and who is filming? An assistant?
I think, I don't know. Coco?
Yeah, I wonder.
Avery, probably?
Yeah, poor Avery.
Someone was filming.
Avery's like, can never go to college. She's just live with her mom.
Filmer. Yeah. Oh, I love Ramona. I'm so excited for the New York girls to come back. They're coming back really quickly.
I know.
I'm very excited.
Is Bethany going to be on the new one?
Yes. Yeah, she's back. Do you do a Bethany impression? I feel like she's a good impression to do.
Speaking of diets, I totally used to. I own that book.
Me too. Naturally Thin.
Me too. Yeah, the stories.
Do you know? Okay, so I was doing. Yeah, it's all about like having a food bank.
Yeah. Her food bank. Oh yeah, the money thing. Yeah, and then I mean, I hid it. Like I hid it in my apartment, so when people came over, no one would know.
I think I displayed it in my apartment.
I think.
We could talk about diets forever.
Forever. I know. I feel like
For when I did that book, I had to read all these diet books.
Really?
I mean, I've read a lot. Bethany's I read on my own, but
yeah.
I'm so fascinated by the different diet plans.
But ultimately it is just like, don't eat so much, stupid.
Yeah. It's literally like, that's right? The secret. Like just don't eat a lot
and exercise a little bit. Ugh, I've tried every single diet. I lost the most weight doing HCG, but I think I thoroughly fucked my body up. You like take a hormone and eat 500 calories, but my doctor approved it. And anytime like a doctor's like, do you be? I'm like, great.
Yeah, here I go.
I don't know. I don't like the keto diet. That's the one I like. Yeah. But that's what everyone around is doing in LA. They're like bulletproofy.
The research I did on that diet said that it was very dangerous.
It is.
The body, but I don't know. I've never tried it. I did Whole30 and I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But it's hard to sustain.
Yeah.
And then Whitney and I, years ago, we did the clean diet.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really good, but that was also like not eating.
Right.
Like I felt
Look at Gwyneth.
I know. Is that a Gwyneth diet?
Mm-hmm.
Whitney, I think that's how you sold to me on it. I think she told me like it's Gwyneth. And I was like, yeah. I'm in. And you just take a shake for, I don't even remember what it was. What was it?
Shakes.
A shake for breakfast,
dinner.
And then a clean lunch.
I
which,
still drink the shakes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Every morning.
I think my favorite diet I ever did was when I was living in New York. And there's a book called French Women Don't Get Fat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Own it.
What was that diet book?
That diet's just that like, diet? The French don't get fat because they just like drink seltzer water and have a yogurt and like a baguette. And it's all about just like not eating.
It truly is. It's like you just can't eat a lot. Like
yeah.
It sounds so stupid.
That's what veganism is. I tried because Teddy thinks a little vegan. The first 2 weeks of Teddy's diet is vegan.
Yeah, a vegan diet.
Yeah. And I kept texting her and whoever those housewives were being like, I have to eat protein. I need protein. Like my body. And they're like, no, you're fine. It's just, you're just detoxing. Detoxing is my favorite phrase of life.
Because like, your body's just.
Because you could have a full migraine and look like your detox. It's the detoxing.
Yeah. On the paleo diet, you get the carb flu. When you do Whole30, that's what they call it, the carb flu.
Right.
And it's like, no, you're just, you feel like you're dying.
Yeah, you're just like hungry. Or like the sugar dragon. Yeah. All these phrases.
And they just tell you like the toxins are coming out of your body.
Someone needs to be Melissa Hartwig in a movie because I think she's.
Who's Melissa Hartwig?
She's the creator of Whole30 who like used to do a bunch of meth, which I feel like should explain like the way that book is written.
Wait, I didn't know anything about this woman. Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand meth a lot.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
No, I don't watch
it. Wait, Aaron Paul was on my flight last week.
What?
Yes.
How was he?
To New York. So tired.
Chloe, I want to wrap this up because we're running out of time, unfortunately. But I want to do a quick pop culture lightning round with you.
Okay, great.
Because I do these with a lot of people. And just say the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Okay, Grey's Anatomy or ER?
Grey's Anatomy.
Sarah Michelle Gellar or Reese Witherspoon?
Reese Witherspoon, duh.
Vanessa Hudgens or Ashley Tisdale?
Ashley Tisdale, because that knows Jay.
Favorite Batman movie?
Oh, the one with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Ellen or Rosie?
Ellen. Oof. Ellen.
Favorite candy?
Dots.
Terry Hatcher, thoughts?
Eh.
Does Fergie deserve to be a star?
Yes, because her new album is so underrated.
Who's the sexiest man alive?
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah,
I
really?
Love him so much.
Have
I
you
think
seen?
He's so hot.
I saw Black Panther twice just for those abs.
I heard that somebody told me that he was not nice to them in person though, and it devastated me.
Here's the thing about it: if you watch, clearly I'm obsessed with people's Instagrams. His Instagram. Just to like go on about him, he's working out like 3 hours a day right now, training for the next Black Panther with Colby Calais.
Wait,
or
what?
His trainer's name is something Calais.
Not Colby Calais.
I think it's Kobe. That's a musician. Yeah. That's like Colby Calais.
Colby Calais.
I think
like
he's Cody Calais. Okay. But Michael is constantly working out and he's probably exhausted and he also has insomnia.
Yeah.
Because he was packing fruit in plastic bags last week.
Oh my God, I love that you're obsessed with these. It's so good.
I know.
It's so good.
Thanks.
Okay, now finally, I love Entertainment Weekly and they do like a must list.
Mm.
Oh, first of all, I didn't ask you what's your favorite Mariah Carey song.
Oh, the one with Give It To Me. The
oh,
one
yeah,
with
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
She's just whispering.
I tend
that.
To like a whispery song just with a rapper.
Yeah.
I like that combo.
Too. Okay, what would be on your Entertainment Weekly must list? Like what shows or music or whatever kind of content you're consuming?
Must would be...
What's your must Instagram account? What celebrity do people need to follow?
I think they do need to follow Michael B. Jordan because you'll understand him. The Candace one, Bergen Bags, was like a revelation.
Yeah.
And she's in Paris with her daughter and they're so rich. Like her daughter is so rich.
You should also Google pictures of Candace Bergen Young. She was, I mean, she's still stunning, but she was incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Incredible.
Those are my favorite transformations.
So what else is on your must list?
I just watched Wild Wild Country.
Is that Netflix?
Yeah, I binged it for 6 hours. It's incredible.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Chloe, where can people find you on social media?
At Chloe is Crazy on IG.
And it's so funny, you guys. Like, your impressions are so good.
Thanks. I take requests. Slide in the DMs. I need to do new ones.
Yeah, but so. I'll also just keep doing Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. So. Okay.
All right, Chloe. I love you. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, guys. So here is the tea. I've loved making this podcast, and to help me keep making the show and making the show better, I started a Patreon. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a membership platform that makes it easy for creators like me to fund their projects. Basically, you donate what you want to the Everything Iconic Patreon, and it helps make the show the best it could be. Fortunately, it also allows me to have some fun and do some things that I can't always do with the main show. What I mean is, I get to do bonus episodes of Everything Iconic for people who donate to the Everything Iconic Patreon. I'll cover things that I don't always get to do in the weekly show. And right now, if you pledge money over at the Everything Iconic Patreon, you get the first bonus episode of the show where I recap the pilot episode of The Real Housewives of New York. You guys, I rewatched it and it's heaven. For $4 or more a month, you will be able to get access to the monthly bonus episodes. This means more Roni recaps and maybe a few surprise guests in the future. Plus, $4 a month breaks down to less than a dollar for all 5 episodes. That's so doable, right? Of course, if you could donate more, it would be amazing. But don't worry, the main episodes will continue to be free. In the future, I'll be looking to Patreon members to tell me what they want and hopefully launching more rewards as we go. In the meantime, you'll get the Roni recap plus access to the monthly bonus episodes for just $4 or $9 a month. All you have to do is go to www.patreon, that's patreon.com/everythingiconic. All the info is there and you can decide if it's worth your while. Thank you so much for listening to this message, and thank you to all the people who have already joined the Everything Iconic Patreon. I love you all so much. Thank you. Kisses.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Oh, you guys, isn't Chloe great? I love her so much. Whitney's here. Whitney, isn't Chloe fantastic?
She's so funny.
She cracks me up. Her Reese Witherspoon, I could laugh at it forever.
It was particularly really great.
Yeah. And I fall for every diet. You know what else I've been falling for lately? This sounds like a transition. It's not meant to be. But I've been falling for these articles online that say, like, the Amazon products you didn't know you need.
Oh,
do you know what I'm talking about?
I always click on those.
I click on it every time, and I'm starting to get an accumulation of these products.
Okay, like what?
Like the mop slippers. You know what I like? They're slippers that are supposed to mop your floors. And I'm not kidding you. Like, I have a pile of stuff in my other room, and it's like my mop slippers. It's the shampoo exfoliation thing. So it's like this thing that you put shampoo inside of it.
Okay.
And then you're supposed to like massage your stuff in the shower.
I did see that.
I mean, like, I keep buying that, and Matt just shakes his head. He's like, what are you buying this stuff for?
It's like the new As Seen on TV stuff, which yeah. I used to always buy.
Yeah. I'm such a, you did a buy of that stuff?
Oh yeah. I had like 40 tap lights in college.
40 what?
Tap lights.
Oh, definitely. I had a clapper from TV.
That's just a genius product.
Yeah. I liked the clapper too. It worked. But now these Amazon articles, BuzzFeed and all these news outlets, the news outlets that I read from,
yeah.
They're all telling me all these Amazon products to buy, and I don't need another pair of slipper mop socks.
And they're always under like $10. So you're like, buy.
Mm-hmm. And Amazon makes it way too fucking easy.
Oh, buy now.
I have that Amazon Video Alexa now, and you can just tap.
Oh.
I can't even say her name right now. She's going to hear us.
Oh, God. Do you have one of those Amazon buttons?
Yeah, the buttons for Skinny Girl Coffee. I have it.
Oh, my God. I always see those and I'm like, who uses these? Just
I do. I do. I have the skinny girl K-cup one. So like when I'm out of the skinny girl half calf K-cups, which I'm very brand loyal to. I love them so much.
We should get skinny girl.
We should get skinny girl. But you can just hit the button and then you get them like the next day.
Where's the button?
It's in the closet.
So I'll you have to you. Open the closet. Like, what's the difference than going to your phone and like...
Look, it's all too easy. Also, like, there's been times where I've accidentally hit the button. And then I think you're supposed to, like, hit it a couple times. So it doesn't automatically just order it.
Okay.
But, you know, it's there's times when it's been accidental that I've almost ordered things. Or with all these Alexas, you know, Matt set up our apartment to just have fucking robots everywhere. So you'll see I have that HomePod over there.
Yeah.
I have to unplug it because it talks to me. Like, other people connect to it in the building and they're playing their music.
Well, did you see the other week that Alexa, what was it? Like,
wait, don't look, she heard you.
Oh, oh no.
That is not supported on Spotify.
I know. See, this is my life.
Well, the other week.
When I'm depressed and I don't want to talk to other people, I at least have robots to talk to in my house.
That's why I have my dog. Oh. but apparently it was malfunctioning and it was like.
Yeah, they yeah. were. Yeah, the Alexas were malfunctioning recently and they were just talking randomly. So, yeah, I would scary. Hear throughout the house, I'd hear people talking to me because we have. So we have that HomePod, that's Siri. And then we have the Google. Matt had the has the Google one, which I don't know.
Home.
Yeah. And then the Alexas we have in every room. And it's like, why do we need so many?
That's
fucking
too
robots?
Many.
It's way too many. Robots.
Do they talk to each other?
No, no. But, you know, I was complaining about the HomePod, but I used to connect to somebody else's Bluetooth speaker in the building. They lived above me, and I would connect to it when I wanted a good laugh, and I'd play Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah.
Like, as loud as I can go, and so we would just hear it playing in the apartment above.
That's so
and
good.
You could hear them, the people that lived there, saying, where's this coming from? Who's playing this? I'm not playing this. And it's just Mariah, like, you know, the opening's a cappella.
Yes. I used to work in an office building where it was Sonos-enabled, and all the... in all the areas, right? So my area, for whatever reason, was linked to the owner's office. Like, and we couldn't unlink them. We tried for months, couldn't do it. So randomly, like, when people didn't know or if they were wanting to be assholes, they would just play, like, heavy metal, like, in the owner's office, which is literally in a separate building. Oh my God. And just, like, you couldn't even get, like, the laughs of the joke. You just knew it was, like, torturing someone from far away.
Oh, my God. I love that. Yeah, you can connect to anything and anyone these days. Pretty soon, I feel like, though, the Alexas or the Siris, they're going to be, like, human people walking around in your house, I feel.
I don't think I want that.
No, I don't want it at all. Although, mean, I want these out of my house. They're starting to bug me.
I'm going to talk to Matt. You have too many.
Yeah. I mean, every time there's a new one, he has to get it.
Right. I mean, he's an early adapter.
Oh, my God. He's such a techie. God bless him. We also have the robot air conditioning.
What? What's that?
That's the Nest.
Oh, the Nest.
Yeah, yeah, but everything's, like, connected, so you just can say what you want. So watch. Alexa, turn off lights.
Okay.
Now we're in the dark.
Ooh.
Isn't that... She does it all. She can't, you know... jerk me off, but she I guarantee she will.
Maybe
soon.
The robot version.
This is pretty soon. Pretty soon. Now, Whitney, I was talking to Chloe a little bit about Atlanta Housewives, but we got so sidetracked with the diet plans that we didn't get to talk about next season of Atlanta. Because yes. I have notes. I wrote down things.
Your wishes?
I have wishes for next season, and then I have a dream cast for next season.
Ooh.
So I just want to go through these with you.
Okay.
So for next season... I want Marlo and Kim to have peaches. So, but what I mean by that is I want them both full time. And if Kim Zolciak is just going to dip in and out, then I don't want her there at all.
I agree. 100%.
Like, then get out of there. Do not be on my screen unless you're there full time and you're committed.
Yes.
I want to see her back to like season one, season two, Kim, when she was in the mix.
Yeah. Well, isn't her show ending? Her spinoff show? Did I
don't know.
That?
I read that too, but... Bravo's been playing it like constantly. I don't think it is canceled.
Okay, because I figured maybe if that was canceled, then she'd open up more of her home life to the show, and then she'd be on it more. But
I don't know, and I don't really want Croy on it at all. I don't want to see Croy waiting for her at the curb. I don't like how he's always waiting for her. Okay, so my next thing is and that means I also want Marlo full time. I think she's
right.
Earned it. Okay, I want a Phaedra appearance. I don't want Phaedra back. I just want to see, I want to check in with her. I'd like someone to meet with her and check in. If that has to be Marlo or one of, like, Eva or someone, whoever the fuck it needs to be.
Now, we disagree on this because I know you are pro Phaedra. We're all missing her. Yeah. We are. I get it. Like, she brought so much.
I don't think
so
she's a good human.
I know. I just feel like she crossed the line for me. I think she's...
But would you want to check in with her?
I want to. Do I think it's ethically right? No.
I mean, so ethics are shaky.
I know. I'm going to draw the line there for me.
Okay, so I also want to bring back the ATL gays.
Yes. So
I'm talking Dwight. I'm talking Derek J. Yes. I'm talking Miss Lawrence. I always felt... When the show started, I felt that the Atlanta gays were a little too stereotypically whatever for me. But as time went on, I thought, no, this is great to see what the gay community is like in certain pockets of the country that I'm not familiar with.
Totally.
And I loved Derek J. I love Miss, what was her? Miss Lawrence. I bought Miss Lawrence single. Closet Freak. So good. So good.
He's such a good singer.
He was. That song is honestly one of the best Housewives songs ever.
I agree.
So I want to see, I want to check in with them. I want them around. Bring us some new Atlanta gays. If they're not available, if you can't get Dwight to talk about Sheree's fashions, then get somebody else. Okay, so I want Candy doing music.
Yes.
I want to see some scenes with Candy in the studio. I really loved her escape show. Did you watch
this? I did watch it.
Yeah, it was good, right?
Yeah. I wasn't expecting to watch it because it led after the show, and I just kept watching. I was like, oh, this is actually very entertaining.
Yeah, I'd much rather watch Candy in the studio than her on a ski trip.
Yeah.
I don't need to see her on a ski trip ever again.
And or at the restaurant. I kind of don't care.
Yeah, I don't like the old Lady Gang restaurant either. No, but I love her in the studio. I feel like she's in her element. I want to see her working with other artists. She's worked with people like Fantasia before.
Yeah.
So let's get Fantasia on this show.
Yeah.
What do you think of Eva full-time?
I'm for it. I think she would maybe have to still be a friends of, because I don't know what she's bringing. Remember how at the beginning of the season she was saying she was dating a guy that was running for mayor?
Yeah.
Well, I Googled and I don't think he made it past like a primary.
But I think she's apparently getting in a feud with Kenya. It happens at the reunion.
Will Kenya even be back next year?
I don't know. Moving on, I want Cynthia as a friend.
Breaks my heart, but it's probably best for the
show. It's best, right? Like, yeah. I don't need full-time Cynthia. No. Let her film with Nene and do friend scenes. We could still have her on the trips. We could still have her, you know, alluding to lesbianism with Candy.
That seems to be, like, her storyline for the season.
And then I think that will completely get rid of Peter, who made a couple appearances this season, and I never want to see him again.
No, agreed.
Which, speaking of cast, I wrote out my list of my ideal cast for next season.
Okay.
Now, this might be controversial to some people. Okay, so I want Nene back.
Okay.
And I flip-flop on that every single day.
Sure.
I change my mind. Some days I like Nene, some days I do not. But I want Nene back full-time. And again, like all these women, if they're coming back full-time, I need them to be full-time.
Right.
I don't want Nene stepping in and out.
She's been stepping in and out, but when she cried the other episode about her Uber rape joke, I wanted her back full time.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That's exactly what turned me.
Yeah.
And I'll probably change my mind before this season's over. But right now, I want Nene back full time, not dipping in and out. Again, Kim. I want Kim full time. I love the Nene-Kim dynamic. I love when they're fighting. To me, they produce some of the greatest fights in television history.
The iconic reality TV moments.
Even this season, their feuding has been fantastic, and we haven't even seen them come face to face much. It's been through text message and stuff, still been so good.
I love all the screen grabs of their text messages.
Oh my god. Do you remember back in season one or two when Nene texted Kim, or maybe it was vice versa, where they called each other a low-budget bitch?
Yes, and it was like on a BlackBerry, like, something.
A Motorola Razr. Yeah. And then I think it said buy wig or something, right? You're a low-budget bitch. My wig. Oh, I loved it. I want them both back full time, and I want to see them feuding. Whether or not they have to do it face to face or through text message, I don't care.
Right. Okay.
Sheree, she's been boring me a little bit this season, but I want her back full time because of the Tyrone stuff.
Yes. Do you think he'll get out of jail by next season?
No.
Oh.
I think it's going to be a while before we see Tyrone.
Okay.
I want Portia back. I know a lot of people hate Portia, but I like Portia.
Okay.
Do you like Portia?
I feel like she's needed, probably. She's the only, like, fully messy person on this show.
You know what really turned me on Portia was one night I was up late and I was flipping through the channels and that show Dish Nation was on. So there, you know, she does the radio show, but apparently it's also a television program that's on it late at night. And she was so likable on it.
Interesting.
I was shocked at how much I loved her. And at this Dish Nation show, they just talk about events, kind of like what we do.
Yeah.
And Portia was just amazingly likable. And that completely turned me on her because I didn't really like her before. Mm. And then seeing her in this other element really made me, you know, grab hold of her. I think she's stunningly beautiful too.
Yes.
So I'd like Portia back. I'd like Kenya full-time. Full-time Kenya again. Okay. Like every one of these women full-time. Marlo, I would like full-time.
Ooh.
And then I have Eva because I think Eva could. I think Eva has something that we haven't seen quite yet.
Yeah, and she was so good on America's Next Top Model. I remember
that. Was she?
Yeah,
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, so then for Friends, I want Dwight and Cynthia. That's who I want the Friends up to be. I want Dwight to have a very big role.
Okay, why can't they add
a gay housewife?
Yeah, is that too tokeny though? Like, would it? Would it? Is it is it making it gender, like, too femme or something?
I think Bravo just doesn't, they don't have a lot of gay people on any of their network shows. If you watch it, it's such a gay network. But I don't see a lot of main gay characters anywhere on any of these shows, which is upsetting. I mean, Vanderpump Rules, we were talking about that in the one episode. They finally have a trans person on the show, but how many seasons is it in now? And they're a show about a restaurant in West Hollywood.
Right.
Like the gayest place in the world.
And not only that, but they trump it up. You know, like they're like, oh, like they play up that they're gay friendly and they're in the gay neighborhood and all the stuff. You know, like Lisa loves to drop it when they do the gay pride parade, you know, like, but I mean, I've been there. It's, it seems like a very hetero bar to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why.
Anyway.
They're very gay-friendly on Vanderpump Rules. I just wish they would have... I guess they have Billy Lee now, so that's a good step forward. But all of these shows on the network, why aren't the Housewives... I'm not seeing a lot of gay characters on any of the Housewives.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we used to have... Remember Brad on New York Housewives?
Oh, God,
Jill's
yes.
Brad.
Yeah.
Brad. I can't do her voice.
But wouldn't you say, and not to, like, over-politicize or sort of, like... be PC about it all, but that the gay presence was a little tokeny.
Totally was. Yeah, it totally was. But I almost feel like we're past that because we were talking before, there's so many outlets now for these shows that I don't mind seeing a stereotypically gay person on one of these shows because I also know these people in real life who I know gays that are that way.
You have a full... view of them.
But maybe you're right. Maybe other people in the country don't need to see
another like tokeny.
Another
presence.
Tokeny.
Yeah.
Presence,
or maybe like what you were saying about adding Dwight as a friend, like we could round them out a little more and see more about their lives.
Yeah. I mean, I'd also love to see a masculine gay on any of these shows.
Yes.
You know, like a different kind of gay stereotype, but you know, let's get any gays in there.
Yeah, totally.
I just need to see them.
And doesn't Dwight have like a business where he does events or something?
Yeah.
Like that could lead into some, you know.
Or Miss Lauren. I never felt like Miss Lawrence was that stereotypically.
No.
I felt like he was very rounded. We saw him singing. We saw different sides of him.
Yeah.
He felt uniquely him to me.
And didn't like, wasn't it?
Even
like
Dwight
Shirai?
Sort of felt uniquely himself to me.
Oh, they all felt very much their individuals.
Yeah.
But I guess they were all fairly femme.
Yeah.
Presenting, so I feel like maybe that is...
So you don't think Derek J was masculine? I love Derek J.
No, I did too.
Do you remember that scene when he walked in heels into Phaedra's office?
No.
Was great.
What was he doing?
But I miss any of those men. I miss any of those men.
So that's what I think needs to happen in Atlanta. What else do we need to talk about? Oh, Vanderpump Rules, Lala Kent. She's drinking out of a baby bottle, which is important. It's both the most surprising thing to ever happen on Vanderpump Rules and the most predictable. I'm not sure where I land on that, but wow, you guys, it really shook me to my core. And speaking of things that shook me to my core, you guys, the Married to Medicine reunion. Wow. Did you guys watch it? I feel like this was the best reunion that Bravo's ever done across any of their shows, across The Housewives, across Vanderpump Rules. It was so, so good. It was emotional. It was compelling. It was dramatic. There were breakups. There were makeups. It was insanity. So if you stopped watching Married to Medicine, please go back and watch it. This season was fantastic. And the end of the season, the last couple episodes, and that reunion was It was so good. It was so good. And I got a chance to talk to Dr. Heavenly after the reunion, after it all aired. And she's fantastic. She delivered the best line of the reunion, which was "fuck Tammy." She said, "fuck Tammy." So if you watch Married to Medicine, you know what that means. But it was so good. And I love chatting with Dr. Heavenly. So please enjoy my chat with her. Oh, and if you like this, please go rate and review it on iTunes. Follow me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Okay, here's my chat with Dr. Heavenly. Love you, bye.
Oh, hey, Danny. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing since the reunion wrapped?
I'm doing better now. But in the reunion, my head started hurting. It was a lot. It was so emotional. I was crying. I didn't know what to expect next. And it was a lot. It was a lot of bombshells thrown at us that we didn't even expect. You know, it was a lot. It was too much.
It must have been so hard to live through it because it was fun to watch, but it was intense.
Right. I was sitting there like a viewer. I was just looking back and forth when they were saying different things. I was just like, oh my goodness. It was just throwing me I can't even express with words how I feel.
Yeah. You know what? When you said fuck Tammy, though, that was the best moment of the reunion for me.
I mean, I didn't even remember saying that. When I saw it, I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't mean to say, but that was what I was thinking. And it came out. I was like, why are you fighting so hard to kiss your wife?
It was intense. Have you ever met Tammy?
No Tammy.
No Tammy?
Yeah. You know, a lot of our stuff. Yep.
What can you tell me about Tammy then? What is this Tammy woman like?
She's a nice lady. From what I can see, she's very quiet, very reserved, but she always introduced herself as Cecil's best friend. You know, my husband is my best friend, you know?
Yeah.
But Cecil's friend, that's what she was saying. You know, so the mom thought it was cute. I guess she allowed it. She came to her house, you know? You know, Simone was busy, so this woman would go golfing. You know,
and you're a relationship expert. What advice do you have for a couple like Simone and Cecil?
They just got to get back to the basics. I think that both of them have a lot of pride. I don't think everything that's going on in their marriage has been disclosed. But basically, just pride.
Yeah.
And if it was me, I would just tell my husband, you know what? I love you. I need you. Come home.
Yeah.
Simone can't say that. So I think he wants her. He wants to feel like he's needed. He feels like, you know, when you're a physician and your husband's not, already an unspoken problem, you know, like you're the breadwinner. A man has a problem with that, a real man does.
Yeah.
You have to let them know that they're needed, you know, because we get so independent as women, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And men feel like we don't need them. I let my husband know every day, I need you. Just for the manly things, the things that we don't even give them credit for, like making me feel safe, you know.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned when you were watching what Cecil and Simone were going through, you mentioned it inspired you to want to open up more. What did you mean by that?
People want to know a deeper dig on Heavenly. They want to know who she is, why she's the way she is. And I'm willing to put that out. They want me to have marital issues. My issues are this. I don't have them. I feel like, you know, y'all can talk about submissive, but I think that we submit to each other because when you're married, you're as one. So if I'm submitting to you, you're submitting to me. But it works for me. I allow him to be the man. So marital issues is not that. But when I say open up more, I think open up more to who Dr. Heavenly is, where she's from, why she feels the way that she does. Why does she laugh instead of cry? Why does she crack jokes all the time? Why does she lay into your mama? You know what I mean?
Yep.
This is my upbringing, you know?
Can you talk a little bit about your upbringing? Because I did a little research and you came from very humble beginnings. Can you tell us a little bit about your story and your upbringing?
I grew up in I hate to say hood, but inner city. I mean, I was in Liberty City. I was over town. Then we moved on up to a place called Scott Lake, which wasn't much better. I was very, I'm going to say poor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my mom always told me, you could do anything. And she talked about me more so than she did any of my siblings. So it's wonder that I'm the only one that went to college. I went to college on a full scholarship. Had I not gone on a full scholarship, I wouldn't have been able to go to college, you know?
Yeah.
So I went on a full scholarship, did well, got accepted, graduated top of my class, got accepted in a dental school. And, you know, there she wrote. But it was just like I just wanted to do better. I wanted to get out of that lifestyle, you know?
Yeah. What advice do you have for someone who, you know, is struggling in their job or their circumstance and they want to get out and, you know, live a different life or a better life? What advice would you have for someone like that?
I mean, I would have to tell you to put God first, because with God, he gives you the encouragement and the everything you need to succeed. If you put God first and you just write down everything you want, speak it, make a vision, meditate on it, anything that you want to do, I'm telling you, you can do it. But it takes hard work. It takes perseverance. People don't want to work anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, they just don't. And people look at what you have and they assume it came to you overnight. It didn't. We worked hard, you know?
Yeah. I totally agree with that. I mean,
It never gave up. Yeah. Never gave up.
Yeah. I want to hop back to the reunion for a minute. Did you think Mariah overreacted about you drawing a mustache on her picture?
Absolutely. Now, you got to remember, Mariah did a blog on Facebook, right? Previous to the reunion. And she talked about me. Her mom was on the blog. Her sister was on the blog. And she basically said things like, you know, Heavenly, my mama ain't playing with you. She'll bust a cap in your ass. She'll slice you up and serve you for dinner. Her mom chimed in, who supposedly just had a stroke. So I don't know why she said, don't sit down. But she says, yeah, and you're pimping your daughter too, and your bitch, this, that, and the other. They just ratchet, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, like, you know, I need to respond, but not in a vicious way, not in a malicious way. I thought it was being a smart, funny, childish, petty, of course, but not the way that they came in. And honestly, I thought it was funny, and I'm still laughing.
I thought it was funny, too. And I don't understand why she had a picture on her door.
Yeah, I think she wanted somebody to do something to her door. But Mariah, I'm trying to get along with her because I feel like the world wants to see us get along. Uh-huh. But she's petty, and I think she's just jealous of everybody on the show. Yeah, she's the executive producer, but she has no rights. She fired me on the reunion. I'm still here. She has no rights. Like, I'm saying, like, she tries to push her weight around, and we're all successful doctors. You can't really want us to bow down to a queen bee that doesn't exist, because we are queen.
Yeah. Does she have any control over things like casting?
Nothing. Yeah. No, not at all. So and if she did, she would be able to put herself on the main cast, don't you think?
Yeah, it's basically a vanity title, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's how it was described to be, a vanity title. They told me that she sold the show, you know, for a minimum amount. They said $100,000. I don't know how true that is, but they said it was $100,000 and she has no rights, but she does have that executive credit.
Yeah. Do you think you and Mariah will ever get to a good place?
I'm not in a bad place with Mariah. Actually, I don't dislike her. I just think crazy. That's what I think. I think she's stuck. I feel like, you know, Quad is making something out of this show, using it as a platform, a stepping stool. And she's so worried about what I'm doing, what Quad's doing, what everybody's doing. Rather, and she's at a standstill when actually she's a very beautiful, smart, talented, creative woman.
Yeah.
She can do anything, but she worried about us and worried about somebody wanting to bow down to her. And I just don't understand it. To save my life, I don't get it.
Now, have you guys heard about a next season?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
You guys are coming back.
Yeah, of course we are.
Yeah. This season was so fantastic. But next season, if you had the power, I know, you know, you're not doing the casting, but if you had the power of casting, what would you want the cast to look like?
I'd like it to look like it is.
Yeah, exactly like it is.
I like it. I think it's been successful. I feel like you shouldn't mess with it. Maybe add somebody for, you know. I honestly, and you ask me, you know, people tell me, I tell the truth, I don't care. I feel like Contessa didn't bring anything to the set. And her name is Contessa. Contessa didn't bring anything to the reunion, to me. That was my thought.
Yeah. Oh, no, I totally agree. I thought she was quiet.
She was quiet. She didn't bring anything to the table. If she did, I would have said, you know, I'm not a fan of Mariah, but I'm telling you, Mariah didn't even have a packet. So what she did was take that little drawing on her and made the world of it. She didn't come back and sit down on the bench, because if she came back, they might could have cut that part out. They couldn't cut it out. You know, that's my thing.
Do you watch any of the episodes when they air of your show?
I do not.
Yeah.
I do not. That's interesting. I do not. My husband doesn't watch it either.
Now, what do you make of Quad and her relationship? What advice would you give her?
End it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I said that on the reunion. I said, piss it, get off the pot.
Yeah.
End it. That, it's funny how people say we don't support her like we do Simone. Simone, if you could tell, it hurt. They're compatible. They were happy together. Mm-hmm. Toy Quad ain't never been happy with the dude, in my opinion.
Do you think he did something at the hotel room, or do you think he was telling the truth when he said he left?
I think if you went to a hotel room, you might as well have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. I don't care what happened. What they saying, you know, there's a lot of blogs out there saying that, you know, there was oral sex going on and all that. I don't care. You went to the hotel room, baby, you cheated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Why did he even bring it up? She didn't put it out there. He did. Them of stupid, but anyway.
What I love about your show, though, is the dynamic between you all and the men. And I feel like it's the only show on Bravo where we get really good relationship stuff. Because, right. You know, a show like Real Housewives of Atlanta, which I also love, but they can't do the kind of stuff that you guys do. I mean, you guys have these real relationships, not only with your husbands, but with each other, too. It doesn't feel like you guys are just together by circumstance. And I love that.
But I don't think that the housewives, and I don't know this for sure, I don't think they're real friends. And most of them ain't married. So, you know, how can they? Yeah. It's a different dynamic.
Do you know any of the housewives? Any maybe the Atlanta girls?
I know all of them. Yeah. I mean, not no, but I know them. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like I call them up. I talk to Cynthia every once in a while. Sweet lady. She's my favorite.
Yeah. Dr. Heavenly, I want to thank you so much. I loved the season. You were fantastic as always. Where can people find you on social media?
I'm at @dr_heavenly, @dr_heavenly on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Well, thank you so much. This was truly a delight for me. So I want to thank you.
Send me a link. Thank you. Text me a link. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.